Masechet Shavuot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Het. Mishnah says, Mashbia ani alechem im lo tavo'u v'te'iduni. A person approaches two witnesses and he says, I'm putting a swear onto you if you don't come and testify on my behalf. What was the case? She'amar ish peloni liten li matayim zuz ve'lo natan li. That so-and-so told me he was going to give me 200 zuz and he didn't give it to me yet. So here we have to take note, there's no promise from that person to hand over 200 zuz. He says he would give it to me, but he's not obligated to give it to me. In this case, the people falsely, they denied knowledge of this testimony, these two witnesses, Hare Elu Peturim, but they're still not obligated to bring a Korban Hatat Olev Yored. She'en Hayavin Ela Al Tevi'at Mamon Kapikadon. Because witnesses would only be obligated to bring a korban for swearing falsely about a claim that the defendant that they would testify about would be forced to pay if they were going to testify about him, like a pikadon, like a case of a deposit mentioned in the pasuk. In our case, though, the person they would testify about, we'll call him the defendant, even if they gave their testimony, would not be forced to pay. They're not testifying about an obligation. They're testifying that the man said he would give it, but there was no obligation on that man's part to give it. So therefore, the fact that they held back their testimony doesn't really change anything legally. So what we say is they're patur, they're exempt from bringing a korban hatat olev yoreh. They wouldn't have had an effect anyway, so therefore they would not have to bring this korban.